good, everybody? Welcome to Shanahan Speaks, the new Niners Nation podcast. I'm Rob Stats Guerrero. We're going to take a listen to the press conference of Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch as they wrapped up the draft. Before we get to the best parts of that, though, I want to remind you, please rate, review, and subscribe to the Niners Nation Podcast Network. We do appreciate it. The 49ers made four draft picks on Saturday. That would be Jalen Moore, the offensive lineman from Western Michigan. That would be D'Amador Lenore, the cornerback from Oregon. Talanoa Hufanga, safety from USC, and Elijah Mitchell, a much easier name to learn, the running back from Louisiana. The second running back the Niners have taken in this draft, of course, Trey Sermon, being a guy they took from Ohio State in the third round. Let me tell you one cool thing about each pick, and then we'll get to the best parts of the draft, because I'm not going to pretend like I know who these guys are or know if they are any good. With Moore, he was a defensive lineman in college and then became an offensive lineman, kind of a Joe Staley type of story. He was a tackle in college, but Kyle Shanahan said afterwards that they're going to try him out at guard, even though they think he could flip over to tackle. So a little bit of flexibility there for the Niners. For Lenore, he's very tight with Richard Sherman, which guy that plays defensive back. I liked hearing that. Richard Sherman has a ton of knowledge to share. He was also a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and cornerback in high school. So let's just say the dude's got some athleticism there. Hufanga was the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. He does have some injury history with a broken collarbone a couple of times, a right shoulder dislocation. Had a concussion also. He misses a bunch of tackles, apparently, from what they say. One cool thing he did say, though, he set a goal that he wants to be a Pro Bowler on special teams in his rookie year. Clearly a dude who gets how he's going to sneak onto the team, and not something you hear a lot of guys say. That went over well with Shanahan and Lynch in the press conference. Elijah Mitchell is more the traditional Kyle Shanahan running back, which means he is fast as hell. He ran a 4.33 at his pro day, very downhill runner, and for what it's worth, Lewis Riddick was super pumped about the pick. He loved the fit. He claimed that he's going to be the next Kyle Shanahan 1,000-yard rusher. After the draft is over, of course, there's always a scramble to sign a bunch of undrafted free agents. I'm not going to pretend I know who these guys are, but a couple of cool names. One is Austin Watkins Jr., the wide receiver from UAB. Of course, the Niners didn't draft a wideout this year for the first time in like 17 years. I think it actually might be 17 years, but they did sign one. So at least they're bringing in somebody. And again, for what it's worth, I did see a lot of hullabaloo on Twitter that he was a good signing. So hopefully that can turn into something. Remember, the Niners have done this before. Kendrick Bourne was an undrafted free agent. He ended up, of course, being a solid contributor for the Niners, which is really all they need from that number three wide receiver spot. The other name you might hear is Josh Peterson. He's a tight end, and you might hear that name because he's the son of the former Eagles coach, Doug Peterson. So he's signed by the 49ers as well. They didn't draft a tight end. So, again, they went the undrafted free agent signing route. They have been looking for a guy. I don't know that he's going to be the guy, but kind of a cool story there to keep your eye on. Okay, let's get to Shanahan and Lynch and what they had to say. I'm going to play four cuts for you. The first one I'm super pumped about because it's something that I have been saying on the Gold Standard podcast and every podcast, and Levin's been saying it too, and that is the 49ers have got to stop taking big-time risks on players that have long and lengthy injury histories. Kyle Shanahan was asked about that, and he kind of admitted that they have changed their thinking and are going about things differently.
What I've learned with some of our luck here, especially last year, also in our Super Bowl year, definitely our second year too. When too many of those add up, it's hard to compete. And I think that hit us harder than anything last year. That hit us before COVID, and that's something we can't do again. So we're not saying that we'll never take a risk again or anything, but we definitely wanted to make a point because of what's happened the last couple of years, at least to try to avoid that.
John Lynch even followed it up afterwards saying that they've sort of changed the way they grade guys from a medical standpoint, and they just flat out rule people out now pretty quickly. They take them off the board so they don't end up in a situation where they were the last couple years. And Kyle Shanahan is 1,000% right. I loved hearing him say it. They can't have it again. They just can't do it. They traded 3 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick to move up for a quarterback because they can't have it at that spot. And to be honest, they can't have it at all the other spots like they did last year. So nice to see they changed. They recognized an issue and they rectified it. And as a fan, that is very reassuring. That's really all you can ask for, right? This next one, I don't know if I quite believe. So Kyle Shanahan was asked, like, you guys came into this draft looking to supercharge your running game because you took multiple running backs and multiple offensive linemen. And Kyle didn't like the way the question was phrased. And of course, he attacked that right away.
I know it comes off that way, too. Like, it looks like we made a super point to do it before the draft, but it's also, I mean, it started with the quarterback, and we didn't go into that saying, hey, we are going to draft a guard in the 2nd round, and we are going to draft a guard in the 4th round, and we are going to get 2 back. I mean, we don't do that at all. It started with the quarterback, and you evaluate everyone, and kind of ended up that way.
Kyle does this thing where if he doesn't like the way you ask the question, he won't actually answer the substance of the question. He'll attack the phrasing or the wording, and I think that's what he's doing here. And I understand that, look, you all have targets, and you want to take the guy that you have at the top of your board when your pick comes up, and that doesn't always happen. But the bottom line is this. Once you're on the clock, you take who you want. So Kyle can say that he didn't go into this draft hoping to supercharge the running game, but that's essentially what you did. When you take the offensive linemen and the running backs that you do, and you don't select a wide receiver when you have a clear need there, and you don't select a tight end, which is a position you have said that you've been searching for, what else are we supposed to think? Like, the bottom line is, you did supercharge the running game, and by the way, I have no problem with that. No problem whatsoever. It just bugged me that Kyle didn't address the actual substance of the question, and he just sort of attacked the phrasing. That just doesn't sit well with me. By the way, I think the strategy is a good one, especially if you're planning on playing Trey Lance, and even if you don't, which we'll get to the future of Jimmy Garoppolo a little bit later, but you want to be able to take the pressure off who's ever under center at quarterback. You want to be able to run the ball. And another thing is you want to be able to run it not just to avoid, you know, becoming one-dimensional, but also, let's face it, the right side of the 49ers offensive line, and I'm looking at you, number 69, Mike McGlinchey, they cannot pass block. It's a weakness, especially when the other team knows it's coming. We saw it a million times last year in critical spots, critical 3rd downs, 2-minute drills at the end of the half, at the end of a tight game when the Niners are losing. Mike McGlinchey was a target by the defenses of the other teams. He cannot pass block. And I think Kyle Shanahan is trying to beef up the line and beef up the running game specifically so that he can avoid those must-pass situations where McGlinchey becomes just an absolute liability. If he can always have the defense in situations where they can run or pass, that particular liability gets covered up a little bit. And I think that's one way that Shanahan is hoping to mask that, especially when they picked up Mike McGlinchey's 5th-year option, so you know he's going to be around for a little while. So I think that was the plan from Kyle Shanahan. He didn't admit it, but I don't care if he admits it or not. I think that's what he was doing. Next up from Kyle, I said that they didn't take a wide receiver for the first time in almost 2 decades. And because of that, the 49ers were asked about the status of Jalen Hurd, who, of course, has supposedly been a super talented player that all the fans think is just going to come right back after back-to-back season-ending injuries. Here was John Lynch talking about the status of Jalen Hurd.
Jalen's rehab is going well. We're eager to get him back here, you know, because he's been rehabbing away, but we check in regularly, and he's doing a nice job with his rehab. So we're excited about that. Jalen's always been a hard worker and has just had some tough luck with that stuff. And, you know, he'll continue to work hard and we think he'll be ready to go.
And obviously that's great to hear. It's very encouraging, but you cannot count on him for anything. I've said it a million times, and I'm going to continue to say it. When a guy has that injury history in the pros, combined with the injury history he had in college, you have to assume he's going to get hurt again. And I'd love to be able to say, hey, let's just throw him in the mix and go at it. But the truth of the matter is, just assume that Jalen Hurd didn't work out. Like, and anything you get from him would just be gravy. That's the only way to look at it from this point on. I don't think the 49ers are saying, well, he solves our problem. Let's pencil him in for 16 games. And I don't think that's the way you should look at it either. Just say, hey, stinks. He was super, you know, had some super physical traits that we really liked. He flashed in the preseason a couple of times, but it didn't work out. And if he ends up coming back, great. But, you know, kind of guard yourself a little there. Don't get too excited just yet. And you'll be hearing me say the same thing in training camp. If he has a really good camp, I'll be saying the same thing. You can keep the receipts. And last but not least, and this was maybe one of the most interesting lines, the Niners were asked about Jimmy Garoppolo and if they were going to restructure his deal or what the status of Jimmy Garoppolo was, because potentially they'd left the door open for Trey Lance to become the starter, which would make Jimmy Garoppolo a $26 million backup. Here's Shanahan on that.
Jimmy, that from contract standpoint and stuff, I always ask if it can fit in the cap and if we're okay with it. And when I say if we're okay with it, that the people have to pay that. And I know Jed and his family are okay with that. And I know it fits in the cap. So that's why that's why we feel it's a pretty good situation for us.
I thought that was an interesting answer because he didn't say, well, don't worry about it, Jimmy's our starter. He said, hey, we talked to Jed York about it and they're cool with it. They're cool with him being on the roster at that salary. They're not going to restructure his deal because they want to be able to trade him or get rid of him. They want that flexibility. That's really what they're paying for when they're paying him all that money. It's the ability to move on from him without having to totally wreck their salary cap situation. And I like, if you are rooting for Trey Lance to be the starter, you have to like that answer because what they're telling you is the owner's cool with a $26 million backup, so we're cool with it too. I'm not cool with it from the standpoint of every time Jimmy plays, he gets hurt. So can you really count on him to be your backup quarterback? Because even if he gets in there, he's probably going to get banged up himself, which means you need a really good third string quarterback, which appears to be Nate Sudfeld based on the contract they gave him. But at least what you heard from the 49ers yesterday was they don't really give a crap if they have a backup quarterback that's super expensive. And that's what you want to hear when they gave up all that money to go get Trey Lance. So that was reassuring from that standpoint. So that's it. The draft is over. We waited months and months for it, and now it is finished. It is in the books. The 49ers have made their selections, and we're going to have a full draft recap show for you on Monday. I think Kyle Posey and Michelle Majuk and myself are going to be a part of that one. We will break it all down. We'll give you our thoughts, our good fits, what went wrong, all that stuff for you. But I wanted to come on. I know it's a little late, but I wanted to get as many of the undrafted free agent signings, let those happen in case any really super interesting names popped up. I wanted to be able to address it. And so, yeah, we'll have full draft breakdowns. I mean, the whole week really is going to be draft breakdowns. And after that, we'll be with you, don't worry, every single day of the offseason generating content for you. Please, again, I remind you, I beg you, I implore you, rate, review, subscribe to the Niners Nation Podcast Network. We appreciate it. And as always, go Niners.